This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 1:37. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hanging out with my guest host, Eric Escala from Almanac, WCCO Radio alum. Thank you for being here with me the entire 3 hours. This is like the best treat ever.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, we are having such a good time. And if you want to know what color scarf Eric is wearing, just go to my social media pages, because don't tell them. They got to go to the social media page and see. So don't tell them. But what we are going to tell you about is an amazing program that I found out about in Washington County. You know, I live in Cottage Grove, which is in Washington County. And one of the things that I'm most proud of that we do there is how we address opioid misuse. Eric, it is rampant throughout the country, even though rates are down right now. There was a time when it was really bad.
Seemed to me, I read this past week that there was a big fentanyl bust.
Yeah,
80 pounds or something.
It's every week. It's a big bust. We had a big bust in Washington County. My son Andrew is at St. Cloud State, and they had a big bust and an arrest in Stearns County, and so as you know, law enforcement deals with this, you know, we as community members, family members, are left with the fallout of how do we help our relatives, you know, because there's the criminal aspect and, you know, making sure this doesn't get to the communities and locking up the bad guys. But then somebody has an addiction. Somebody has lost everything. Somebody has to start all over again. And so there's a company that I'm going to tell you about. They're going to tell us about. It's called Your Path Help. And Steve DeLisi and Jordan Hansen are joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Steve. Hey, Jordan.
Hello. Great to be on.
Now, Steve and Jordan, I want y'all to meet Eric, my friend. He's going to be hanging out with me today, so he may be asking some questions, too. I don't want you to be thrown off. He is a journalist, so he's good.
That sounds great.
Eric, great to meet you, too.
What a buildup from Shaletta. I'm overcome.
Now, I was just blown away when I found out about Your Path Health and the work that you do to help people who are struggling with opioid misuse and how you have shifted the paradigm power. And Steve, I want you to just kind of give Eric a little sense of Your Path Health and what you guys do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much. I appreciate the invitation. At Your Path, really, our mission and our purpose for being a company is to, as you said, change the paradigm. We want to make access to quality, evidence-based care for addiction, substance use disorders. We want to make that access as easy as it is, in fact, easier than access to drugs. That's been the vision of the founders of Your Path, Jordan Hansen, Jeff Larson, and Phil Jura, from the very beginning. And their invitation to be a part of that was just an invitation that I couldn't pass up. So our goal is to create a connection. We have a platform, a technology called Sala. That's S-A-L-A. And it brings everyone in the community together, working collaboratively, not competitively, but collaboratively, to address the needs of individuals and families suffering from addiction right to their doorstep.
And, you know, Jordan, you started this company with a simple idea. What idea was that?
Well, it was just like Steve said, you know, the three co-founders, all people in long-term recovery, all people with, you know, decades of clinical experience. It shouldn't be as hard as it is to navigate our system. And so what we wanted to do is make it as easy as possible. And so we just got started. We started the company in a barn. You know, we didn't get paid for 18 months, but we saw this potential to use technology to make it as convenient as absolutely possible to access support, whatever that looks like for the individual and their family.
What kind of success rate have you had?
Well, it depends how you measure success. So, you know, lots of times people look at success as recovery or sobriety or abstinence rates. That's important, but it's not the whole picture. What we find is 80% of people with a substance use disorder in the U.S. don't get any care at all. And 6 out of 10 families in Minnesota have been affected by substance use issues. So what we have is this huge population of people that have an issue but are not getting engaged. And that's really where we come in, is that we're trying to push engagement with our friends in the community and the other programs. And so the engagement rates that we're seeing month over month are, you know, 75-80%. And this is what recovery looks like in my experience, is that if we keep people engaged and we support them and love on them and have accountability, is that they get well.
And this platform is telehealth. Talk to us about that, because, you know, before COVID, they were just in beta testing. And now everybody is using telehealth, and it just makes it so much easier to access the services that we need.
Yeah, so throughout my career, and Steve too, you know, we worked together at Hazelden Betty Ford. We did work in Appalachia and the Pacific Northwest. I was told my whole career that we couldn't use simple technologies to help people connect, is that the folks we serve, it wouldn't work for them. And what we found in, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, like, those first 3 days of COVID, the whole world changed. And in our world, everything shifted. So all these programs that were in person and had been maybe not resistant, but not really excited or open to using telehealth as an option, everything switched. But I think the approach that we take is telehealth isn't for everybody. And most of the time, in our experience, what we're looking to do is bridge people to that next step. So it's not competitive, like Steve said. So we'll do telehealth. We'll see people maybe when they're in crisis or in a period of transition, but we want them to get connected to recovery in their community and, you know, get a primary care physician in their community. And that's really, I think, the power is when we work together, we have outcomes that are much, much better than if we were to kind of just work as one program.
Just to compare it to something, how does it differ, if it does, from like a 12-step program?
Well, 12-step programs are part of the solution. I think one of the things that we found is there are so many different pathways to recovery. You know, Steve, in his background as a psychiatrist and addiction medicine physician, he brings that medical aspect. We have members on our team that are, and like myself, in long-term recovery. So it's not that, you know, anything is necessarily better for everyone, but that everyone can find their pathway, whatever that looks like. And I mean, and this is a little bit corny and a little bit over the top, but Your Path, the idea is that, you know, recovery is individualized and people's choices matter. And I think empowering them to make decisions and finding their own path to recovery is what we're about.
Okay, so there's some folks listening, because I'm getting text messages. I'm sure Eric saw me on my phone, and I just need you to know, Eric, that the one thing about this show is we interact and engage with people in real time. So you'll see me on my computer, you'll see me on my phone, because I'm responding to Linnea and Jabbar and Brenda Grahams and so many other people who are engaging with me, sending me questions, wanting to know things from the guests, getting information, and people are asking how they can reach you because they have a loved one who is going through this, and they are thinking this is it. We need to figure out how to get involved if this is available in my county like it is in Washington.
Yeah. Well, you can text us. I'm happy to give you the number now. It's 833-454-9209. You know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. And if you can get drugs by texting, you should be able to find recovery through texting. So that's one way to connect with us. You can also give us a call, too. I mean, our hope is to try to bring the whole community. So it's not just your path. It's our friends in the community, Twin Cities Recovery Project and Steve Rumler, Hope Network, and you know, all of these great community programs, Thrive Family Resources. They're a family recovery program. So our goal is to try to be the front door to as many helpful things as possible. Because back to your question about, you know, 12-step approaches, any approach is great if it works for
That's
folks.
Right.
What we're trying to do is have the menu available to everybody.
Well,
that's right. Yeah.
Well, Steve and Jordan, thank you both so much for being on the show. YourPathHealth.org is a website where you can get more information, and 833-454-9209 is where you can text or call. We'll be right back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.